Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Elliot Shore Parks, our Eagles reporter for 94 WIP and co-host of the Go Birds podcast and Go Birds Radio. But he's in studio today. And he's brought to you by your local Tri-State Toyota dealers. Dear driver, hurry in and save Toyota. Let's go places.
Hey, what's going on, guys? How you guys doing?
Are you are you doing Go Birds Radio tomorrow?
I am, yeah, before I fly
And then
out.
You're flying to Tampa.
Yep, yeah. So, I the song actually sounds way better in studio than when you hear
Does it
on the phone. Like, it's more clear. It's more crisp. It's a good song.
Can we
it's
almost like you're in studio and not over the phone.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's crazy how that works.
Can
difference.
We get another one before we get back to it, Jack? Because the problem is I like that so much, but then some of the other ones are
good.
They're good. I miss them. I said the battle that we need to get a new one post-football season, and he's like, a new one? And I'm like, well, yeah.
Here we go.
There he is.
That's that drop Jack found.
Yep. Well, I mean, the guy did say it.
I think if I'm lucky enough to be here for like 10 more years, it'll be like an album by the end of it.
Yes.
You know, 10 songs.
You already 12. Have three,
I, yeah,
right?
I got three, right. So we only need a few more.
And I'm already on battle for getting another one going.
Okay.
So, yeah, we'll have to have kind of a soundtrack because I have a couple for Herb.
I like
right?
it. We need it's a good company to be with.
Yeah. Yeah. Chuck has one.
Nice.
Yeah. So, yeah, we will have a, we'll definitely have a, but you could have your own solo album, that's for sure.
Yes. By the end, it's like the Now albums. You know, there's like Now 1, 2, 3.
Oh,
four.
Yeah. Yeah. Who
It'll
doesn't
be like that? Yeah.
Who didn't love those Now albums in like 2002? Oh,
I definitely was with them till like, I don't know, maybe like Now 12. Like, I was pretty into them early on.
So you stopped buying CDs?
Yeah, till CDs. And I started downloading music off like LimeWire.
Oh, I love
Kazam,
the legal downloads.
I used to just put a song in and put remix at the end and just hope there was something there. that was Elliot in like eighth grade.
All right, Elliot. We have the injury report out. The only, there's two players that are on the report as far as questionable.
Oh, okay.
Nate Herbig with an ankle and Josh Sweat with an illness.
So Herbig's big news. If he's questionable with an ankle, I mean, he's been their starting guard. Obviously, we've talked about how important it's going to be for them to run the ball this week.
Right.
If Herbig doesn't play, I mean, I guess maybe it would be Suo Peta that would go in there. I know Brett Toth, I believe, is on IR now, so he wouldn't be an option. So
Herbig did not practice, not even limited, did not practice, and
right.
Sweat did not practice.
I think that might be a new injury. I'll have to go back and look at the injury report from yesterday, but that's noteworthy. And then obviously the Josh Sweat thing, like, I think Sweat's going to play. Nick Sirianni talked about it today and said that he'd been dealing with abdominal pain, that he was back in the building today. If you remember earlier in the year, Boston Scott was listed as illness throughout the week, and then he did play against
right.
Washington.
Agreed.
So, you know, it's the end of the season. I'm not saying practices aren't important, but I think Josh Sweat will probably play, and we'll see how much he's impacted. But the Herbig thing could potentially be really bad.
I don't have yesterday's, but I have Monday through Wednesday, and he was not listed.
Yeah, so this must
he
be
wasn't even listed. So
right.
he hurt himself at practice.
He must have, yeah. Jeez. And if he's questionable, I mean,
that's not good.
No, again, because the offensive line is key to this game, like absolutely key. You have to be able to run the ball. You have to be able to take advantage of the Buccaneers. And Nate Herbig is not Jordan Mailata, Lane Johnson, or Jason Kelce.
Yeah, but still, who plays if he doesn't?
That well, that's the tough part. I mean, maybe Suo Peta would be out there.
All right.
Yeah,
as long as it's not Jermone Brown.
Yeah, I don't
out there
think
fixing
he's in
his gloves.
Anymore. undrafted rookie Coyote Ashiki, I think his name is.
Is that who? Well, regardless, you'd like, as long as Herbig isn't the center, I'm okay with him being out there.
Yes, as long as Herbig is not snapping the ball at the shotgun in the rain, I think the Eagles will be okay. But yeah, man, hurting yourself in practice. And they've been pretty healthy all year. So that's a bit of bad luck going into this one.
All right. Let's just do it right now. We'll get back to the phones. Elliot is already coming out and saying the reason why he fears this game is because of Tom Brady. I don't, but I mean, final
far,
score.
Far and away that, well, are we making our predictions?
Yeah, make our predictions right now. Let's do it.
Okay, so this might go against what I'm saying. I do think the Eagles win the game just because I believe that they have the advantage everywhere else on the field. The Nate Herbig thing is somewhat worrisome, but ultimately I look at this and I say I think they'll be able to run the ball. I think the offense is way better than the last time they played. The last time they played, the offense on their first 7 possessions got 1 touchdown, and on 6 of those possessions totaled 42 yards. So as much as we focus on Tom Brady and the defense, and that certainly is a worry, the offense was really bad in the last game. Jalen Hurts missed guys. Jalen Reagor had 100 yards of pass interference in that game, or close to it. So even he was getting behind that Tampa Bay secondary. Obviously, the wind is something to worry about, I guess, but I think that's an advantage to the Eagles. And ultimately, I think Sirianni has a good game plan in him. If you look at the preseason when he sat all his guys, he came out in Atlanta and had a really good game plan. It surprised people and all those things. I think he rested a week and got Jalen Hurts healthy because they have something cooked up for the playoffs. So I believe they win this game 30-27.
How do they beat Brady? How do they defend him?
Well, you're going to have to get pressure, so that's part of it. But I really think when it comes down to Brady, and again, I think he's the only reason that they have a chance to win, in my opinion, is Tom Brady. But if you look around him, Leonard Fournette is coming in as questionable.
Game time decision.
Yeah, Ronald Jones is not playing. Mike Evans is playing, but they don't have Chris Godwin. They don't have Antonio Brown. They don't have the receiver that
Cyril Grayson.
Yes,
Cyril
there
Grayson.
It is. I'll leave that one to you. He's not playing, right? So Antonio Brown's top backup is not playing. So they just got to get pressure. That's it. They need one good game out of Fletcher Cox. And I think you can give up points to Brady. Again, they score points. I just think the Eagles have an advantage on the offensive side of the ball against their defense. It's like OG Wade said. Hurts is not playing against Brady. He is playing against that Tampa Bay secondary, and I don't think it's that good of a defense. So I think the Eagles will get into the 30s, and I think Jonathan Gannon's defense does just enough to hold them under. So I think they win by field goal.
And here's another reason why I don't fear Brady. First meeting of the season. 297 yards, 2 touchdowns, an interception, should have been a second interception. Yep. That was a pick. So really 2-2 and under 300 yards. Defense did its job. I know that like you had said, and it's true, they could have had another score. They knelt on it because they ran out the clock. They were at the 10-yard line, so they would have had another score. But that's not like, oh man, you're gonna get crushed. Oh,
yeah,
Tom
35
Brady.
35 points is not a terrible outcome against the Buccaneers. The issue is the offense was so bad, and that again, they gave up 21 points in the first half, which is clearly not great. You give up a touchdown to start the third, but the offense only had 7 points for almost.
Are you more worried about Hurts, the offense slow start, or Tom Brady?
Definitely Tom Brady. I think. And this is just kind of maybe projecting on what I've seen when it comes to Eagles games. I think the chances the Buccaneers score on their first drive are 80%. I think they go right down the field.
The first 15 script is for the Bucs is very good.
If you were Sirianni, would you, and you win the coin toss, would you take the ball or defer?
No, you do the right thing. You defer.
You defer. Okay.
Yes.
You trust the numbers there. I don't know. Part of me wants the ball first just to try to control the beginning. Maybe you run.
Yeah, until you go 3 and out and then you punt it to them and they score a touchdown.
That would be not ideal. But if you get the ball, you run it, you slow things down, you hopefully get the crowd out of it. That's why I might take the ball first.
Jack, before we go to the phones, are you more concerned about the Eagles' slow start, their offense, or Tom Brady? What's your bigger concern here? It is not Tom Brady. It's not even close.
Yeah, I think it's slow. I don't know because they haven't done it. They haven't started. They've started slow almost every week the last couple weeks. I haven't seen them start fast. You can't fall behind Tom Brady. You can't get too far behind.
Which is weird though, because the Eagles are, I think, top 10 in the league in points in the first quarter. So I agree with you. The slow start thing is a concern. We've seen that the last few weeks, but on the season, they've statistically been one of the quicker starting teams.
All right, let's hit it. Let's go to Mark in Georgia. Mark, what's up? How are you? Go ahead.
Hey, y'all. How y'all doing? All right, so here's the deal. Brady's Brady, so you're always a little leery of him, and I know he's not the same. But one of the huge mismatches, and this is probably every week for them, but Gronkowski, if I see Singleton anywhere near Rob Gronkowski, I'm going to flip my lid because he shouldn't be in the same zip code. I don't know who covers him, to be honest.
T.J. Edwards?
On him? I don't know.
It's tough, man.
I don't know.
Anthony Harris is the one you want to cover him. He has the body type for it. He's physical, but he has good speed, especially if you consider him a linebacker. He has really good speed for a linebacker. He just hasn't had that outstanding type of year. I think what you'll see a lot of is Rodney McLeod over top of him. I think he'll be the one you double, and you pray that Darius Slay can cover Mike Evans one-on-one. Like, Slay's had a great year, but this is why you do it. Like, these playoff games are where you need that number one corner. So I definitely think you just hope that Slay can do that, and then you throw everything else at Gronk. Like, again, Rodney McLeod, maybe Anthony Harris. Man, like, Davion Taylor would be a good one to have for this game, even though he's inexperienced. He's just so quick. So, yeah, but Gronk's a really good obviously a really big problem for the defense.
Let's go to Phil. Phil in Philly. Phil, what up? How are you? Go ahead.
Hey, how you guys doing, man? Thanks for taking the call, man.
You got it.
What up, Phil?
Hey, man, I'm going to have to disagree with Elliot, man. I'm not scared of Brady, man. I think we're going to take the game under control from the jump. I'm hoping. I get your guys' point when they say defer the ball, but I want to take the ball and just take the crowd out of it, man. Because, like, this dude Brady, I know he's the GOAT. I respect him. But I'm just sick of him now. Everybody, like, you know, mesmerized by his aura. Like, oh, this is Tom Brady. We should be afraid of him. All right, come on. Like, and to be honest, not to, you know, veer off or anything, but half the Super Bowls, to me personally, I feel like it's an asterisk next to him because of the Spygate thing. I mean, maybe he wasn't involved. He didn't know, whatever. But, dude, you were in it. You had some way, somehow, you had a strategical advantage over the team that you beat. So,
He's a cheater.
I'm with you, man. I feel like he cheated, even with the whole Deflategate thing. I mean, he's still the guy. I know what you mean by, you know, being worried about him coming down there. Like, we're going to Tampa Bay, he's going to smoke us. I mean, even in the bad weather, we still have, like, a puncher's chance. But, man, I think we could do it. I think we're going to rock out and get these dudes, man.
Yeah, I agree that I would definitely take the ball first to try to control the game. I get that the numbers say defer. I get that, you know, the middle part of the game, it could help you. And you're right, it's pressure, because if you take the ball first and you go three and out, you just punted away the advantage of getting it at the start of the third. But I think getting control of the game is so important early on. It's so important to be able to take the ball and, you know, run the ball. Kill 4 or 5 minutes, even if you only get a field goal out of it. Even if you just kill 4 or 5 minutes, I think it'd be so huge to get control of the game early.
Yeah, I agree. Like, of all the ways that you're going to draw it up to try to win this game, falling behind double digits in the first half ain't a way to do it.
Yeah.
Right? Like, you almost feel like that even if you're up in the second half, then you're holding on for dear life, right? Because they're going to have a run in them.
And you're afraid of Tom Brady.
No, I mean, listen, if let me ask you this. Would you rather have it up 4, Brady with the ball, or down 4 and Hurts has the ball, fourth quarter?
I would rather, if I'm the Eagles, I would rather be up 4 late in the game and trust the defense to get a stop, because I would just take the lead. Like, I would just flat out take the lead. And I know it was against, Heineke, so it's obviously a different class of quarterback.
It doesn't sound like you're all that afraid of Brady then, if you'd rather have the lead with Brady in the ball.
It's true. I get what you're saying, but ultimately I would take the lead. If they can play well enough to get to that point in the game where they're winning with 2 minutes to go, then that's a bit of a different question than heading into the game. But I would trust the defense to get a stop.
Can they win with Jalen Hurts throwing the ball 30-plus times?
It's a tough one, because I
do factor in the weather in that one.
Yeah, if you're talking about, like, no weather, like, just...
It's supposed to be windy. I mean, that may change. Let's go with the assumption that it's going to be windy.
Well, if it's windy and he throws it 30-plus times, then I would be concerned about either quarterback, I guess, in that spot. But I do think Jalen has improved as a passer. I thought some throws against Washington he made were really good. He had that really good outing against Denver, played well against the Saints. So I do think he's improved as the year has gone on. I just think at 30-plus times, you're taking away the advantage that the Eagles have, and that's in the running game. So if he's throwing 30-plus times, it's because they're behind. It's because the running game's not working. So I would guess if, you know, you told me the number of times he's thrown it, and didn't tell me the final score, but I knew that number was 31, 32 times, I would guess they probably lost.
Right.
Yeah.
24 seems to be a sweet spot, right? Like,
yeah,
honestly, if I'm Sirianni, a big part of what I'm trying to do on Sunday is Jalen Hurts designed running. Not just Jalen Hurts scrambling, but Jalen Hurts designed running to try to move the chains. Because we've seen it when they've done that, they've been successful. So when you look at all these yardage numbers as far as how many rushing yards they have every game, normally Jalen Hurts is a big part of that because they don't have a guy that's running for 120 yards, 130 yards.
Yeah, the only thing I would say to that, and I agree with you, but the only counter would be Tampa's coming in thinking that that's what they're going to do. And if you look in that first matchup, there were guys open. Like, the secondary in Tampa is not that good. They don't really have, like, that – they don't have a great secondary. So, again, Jalen Reagor was getting open down the field against Tampa. There was two throws to Reagor deep where if they're better passes, those might be long completions. And, you know, who knows how we view Reagor. Maybe he takes that and builds upon it. But regardless, the Tampa secondary can be beat. So as much as I agree with you, come out, run the ball, do all that stuff, I would do it. I would also look for the down the field opportunities because Tampa's not going to be expecting it, especially if it's windy. They're probably not going to be expecting it, and maybe you catch them off guard.
Steve in Levittown. Steve, how are you?
Good. How are you? Good afternoon, gentlemen.
What's up, brother?
Two things that I think should happen in this football game. One is sports related, and one is personal related.
Mm-hmm.
The sports related is that I think the Eagles have a good chance to win this game if they have a good running game. They
yep.
can control the clock, and they don't turn the ball over. They keep Brady up the field as much as possible. And I really do think they can win this game, a very close Neil Biden game.
Yeah.
But they can win it. The personal part of it is that Mr. Brady is a character. His character is, he's a scumbag.
Hmm.
What he did to Nick Foles was a disgrace.
and multiple times.
And I'm the only one in Pennsylvania, of course, that has it. And my license plate in my car says NK Foles.
Mm.
And that'll be there on there for the rest of my life. And I hope,
wow.
I know this isn't nice. I'm not going to curse or anything like that. But I hope one of the defensive players gets a hold of Brady and breaks his leg and get
wow.
him out of the game because he is a scum. I know he's a great quarterback, but personally, his character, he stinks.
All right, there you have it. Steve wants a broken leg.
That's a great idea.
I don't know if I...
I like how he goes, you know, I'm not going to get over the top here.
break his
but
leg.
I hope they break his leg.
Not advocating for any major injuries,
fun,
Tom Brady.
Fun fact, I don't know if you know this, Jack, but Carson Wentz backups are 1-0 against Tom Brady in the playoffs.
Wow.
So for Jalen.
Look at those analytics you got in your back pocket.
Former backup.
Undefeated.
Undefeated.
Undefeated,
yeah.
Jack.
I also think from a narrative perspective, tell me if I'm reaching with this one. Doesn't it just feel like when you look at what's happening with Carson and Indy and it's like sinking so fast and Jalen is ascending that the final nail in the coffin is Jalen winning a playoff
yes.
game? Right? Like from just a strictly narrative perspective.
The railing crashes that would have certainly hit Wentz.
Yeah,
but
I agree with
meanwhile,
that.
It doesn't hit Hurts and he has to help people up.
Exactly,
right? And he
right?
sends him a letter. Now Carson flames out, loses to the Jags.
Yep.
Jalen Hurts is in the playoffs and he beats Tom
exactly.
Brady.
Exactly. So everyone on Twitter and everyone's calling in and going like, oh, look, Jalen Hurts just beat Tom Brady and they might trade Wentz. So I just think from strictly narrative perspective, the Eagles have that on their side.
Would you send out Brandon Graham for the coin toss?
It's a great question, actually.
Would you?
So I don't think I would. Just because, again, I'm afraid of Brady, and I don't want to give him – I don't want to get him extra motivated.
You don't want to poke the bear.
Yeah, you don't want to poke the bear.
You
and look, let's be honest with Brandon, right? We all know Brandon.
Well, he's not like, playing in the game, Stone.
Right, but from that perspective, I think if Brandon went out there, like, there'd be quite a bit of trash talk. Like, I don't think he's just going out there and shaking his hand. You know, he's going out there and being like, oh, Tom, remember the Super Bowl? Like,
you're worried about things. Poking the bear.
Yeah, for sure.
Put it up, Jack, Twitter.
Would you?
No.
You wouldn't send him out there?
No.
Jack?
Oh, of course I would.
I know you would.
Strictly yeah. for it'd be hilarious.
I would say
I would also fly in Foles and have him on the sideline.
Yes, I would. I would do something with Foles, but I would not like. I don't know if he has any reaction to Brandon because I mean he did throw for like 600 yards in the game, so I know Brandon got him with the sack.
Yeah,
but I don't think he views Brandon the same way he looked like Nick Foles to me. It like that's that when he looks at Nick Foles, it reminds him of the loss.
I agree. Yeah.
I don't think it's Brandon.
More upset about
yes.
Nick Foles playing well than he is the strip sack. Those
yes.
happen. It's a moment, you know, and obviously it's a huge play. But there's got to be something about him losing Nick Foles that just kills him inside.
Yeah, he didn't lose to Brandon Graham. He lost to Nick Foles.
Right.
Brandon Graham got him at the end of the game.
Yeah, but that is still one of the most iconic photos from that game.
It is.
It's like Brady almost falling down, looking like he's getting owned by Brandon Graham.
It's iconic in Philly, though. Like, you know, outside
of
Philly.
It's one of the photos from that game. The two photos from the game are the Philly special, Foles catching it, or the Graham strip.
Well, and then the photo on the side of the link of Nick Foles holding the Super
Bowl. It's more iconic in Philly than, I think, nationally when it's talked about Nick Foles.
Agreed. That's
well, and that's why the Philly special is so overrated.
Like, if Brady had... That's a terrible take. If Brady has one photo hanging in like his weight room or you know on his avocado ice cream can, do you think it's Nick Foles or do you think it's Brandon Graham?
It Billy Madison style when Steve Buscemi has
yes.
the lipstick.
Yes.
Tom Brady has a picture of Nick Foles.
Yeah, he's got Nick
holding up the Lombardi Trophy. That's
I
what
think
he's putting lipstick
I think he's
on
got
to.
A dartboard on him.
Now, the other thing, though, is I think Brandon is much – like, Nick would just go out there, be nice to Tom. Like, he's not –
Brandon would be smiling
Brandon's
and looking at him.
Smiling, laughing, yeah. Making jokes at him. And, like, so I think it's a bit – it's a different type of interaction.
I agree. I think you can get in his head if it's Nick Foles. I think you get in his head with Nick Foles more than Brandon Graham.
I don't know if you can get in his head, though. I think you're just –
you're motivating him.
Yeah.
You're poking the bear.
Yeah.
That could be our Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Did you get engaged over the holidays? Visit the experts at Mark's Jewelers for the best selection of wedding rings online, mark-jewelers.com. Hey, Brandon said he was going to ask about it.
I wonder if Nick Sirianni would let him do it. Now, I guess that means Brandon's traveling because he can walk now, right? Like, he's out of the
He's running on treadmills and stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he could be on the sideline. All I would put him on the sideline.
All right, 215. He's been on the sideline. Yes.
Well, I'm saying I would definitely do that, for the playoff game.
215-592-9494. Marks and Reese, 215-592-9494. All pro lists were announced today. Did any Eagles make it? Did any Eagles get snubbed? We'll get into that, and then Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk at 4 o'clock. He'll give you his insights on the game and then what's going around with the other games, coaching searches, etc. That's coming up at 4 o'clock. Your phone calls and the all pro list coming up next. Don't go anywhere. All right, Joy Miller Lite Sunday, this Sunday for the Eagles Watch Party at Bailey's Bar and Grill in Levittown. Meet Eagles alumni, cheerleaders, and swoop. Enjoy the game with $3 Miller Lite Aluminums, $4 22-ounce drafts, along with Bailey's game day menu like cheesesteak egg rolls and the chicken parm fries. Man, that sounds good. It's the Miller Lite Eagles Watch Party with Eagles alum, cheerleaders, swoop, signed merchandise, and more. It's this Sunday, Bailey's Bar and Grill in Levittown from 1 to 3 p.m. It's Miller time, Philly. Celebrate responsibly.
Are you allowed to go out for the coin toss?
I'm not sure.
Are you going to ask?
Now that you just said something, I might ask for sure. So if you see me out there, I ask.
Yeah, they're not going to put him out there for the coin toss. I'm just going to.
If you remember, actually, they did put Carson out there for the coin toss in the Super Bowl. So maybe that you can put players on IR out there.
Yeah, I think you can.
Yeah.
I think you could. I mean, maybe with Nick. I don't know. I'd be concerned that comes back to where now Tom Brady goes nuts and it's right. Like, oh, you just motivated Tom Brady.
Well, but the tough spot, too, is if Brandon actually asks, that does put Nick in a bit of a tough spot.
Right.
Right. Like, if it's not brought up, I don't think Nick thinks to do it. But if Brandon goes up to him and says, hey, I want to go out there for the coin toss, like, what do you do?
What do you say?
What do you do if you're Nick there?
Yeah, he wears his T-shirts and he respects all the veterans
he's a team
on the team.
Captain.
Yeah.
So I think Nick would let him if he asked, I bet.
Jack, what do you think? You think Sirianni does it? I know you're all for it.
It's too good of a story not to. Like, the city clearly has a rent in Brady's head. Of course you do it. Why not? Like, you're probably going to lose anyway. Why not put Brandon Graham out there and have some fun with it?
So take out the
content. It bothers me that teams don't have more fun with this. Like, you should have more fun with this kind of thing. They should let Brandon Graham go out.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Out there, bring in Carson if he wants to be there.
Well, no, Carson would help, you know.
Yep.
But, yeah, I just think it's bulletin board material. It's like getting, you know, to your point, it's poking the bear. And I'm afraid of the bear.
I know you. You are. You are afraid
exactly.
of the bear.
Exactly. So I'm not trying to poke the bear.
All right. I see Jack also on Twitter 7 hours ago said that it's Jalen Hurts showing up and having a great game is more important than a win.
Correct.
And I got a bunch of responses.
Yeah, they really did.
Does
Jesus.
Jack want to defend that take? Or?
Yeah, Jack, let's hear it, man. We'll give you the Pro Bowl, the All-Pro selections in a second.
Thank you.
Let me hear your take on that.
So I just think that it's more important for Jalen Hurts to go out and play. I care more about Jalen Hurts going out and playing well Sunday than I do the Eagles win. Like, Jalen Hurts going out there, proving he's not going to, you know what, down his leg, have a good game, look poised, not blow it in a big moment, and you are solidified in having a franchise quarterback. That means more to me than, like, oh, we'll be the Bucks by running, or Brady has an off day and scores, like, 17 points, and you score 20. That doesn't really mean anything, but Jalen Hurts going out and proving he's the franchise on Sunday, ending all of that debate, ending all the offseason speculation of Russell Wilson, all of that stuff, that means more to me than a one-off win against Tom Brady. Mm.
I agree.
Yeah.
I absolutely agree. I think Jalen Hurts having a good game slash great game is more important than winning the game. Now, if he has one of those, they'll probably win the game. So, you know, you could get both. But how he plays in this game tomorrow, fair or not, is going to dictate, I think, like how people view him this offseason.
Are you ready? Are you ready for this?
Yeah, go for it.
Jalen Hurts, his play... Maybe if he plays so poorly, the Eagles are looking for a different quarterback. I don't think so. I think he's already solidified based on who's available and who you'd be able to get. And he's done enough to get another look for the Eagles in 2022. It's independent, Jalen Hurts, how he plays today, of more or less what you're saying is that, oh, well, this solidifies Jalen Hurts and now he's the guy going forward. No, he's not. This just all this does is it means that he's going to get another year, which he's going to get anyway. So you're saying you'd rather have another year of Jalen Hurts, which he's already going to get.
But it makes me more excited about next year. Like I'm kind of like iffy on next year's team because like I think he could possibly regress. I don't think he can run to a Super Bowl. But if Jalen Hurts goes out there and goes toe to toe or even a little bit below Tom Brady, that just makes me so much more hopeful about his ceiling rather than who he is.
Give me an example of what you're talking about. Give me his game stats.
250, 2 touchdowns, 70 yards rushing.
How many throws?
I don't know, like 25.
Okay. Well, but what's that? He throws 20 for 25
really,
for 250?
That matters more than them winning this game, does it not?
No, because that's an average game. What are you talking about?
That's not an average game for him.
Dude, if you're telling me Jalen Hurts 30 for 35 for 325 and 3 touchdowns and they lose 35-31.
You'll feel good.
That's different than 250 yards and 70 yards rushing.
The numbers aside, what Jack is saying, what I agree with is, we'll all know when that game ends how he played, right? Like the eye test will tell us Jalen Hurts played really well.
And it's not going to mean anything.
But it will mean something for Jalen though too, right? Like let's say Jalen goes out on Sunday and plays terrible. Let's like, you know, 2 interceptions. He plays like he did against Dallas in week 3. and then they make the playoffs next year. You don't think the discussion all week is going to be, well, Jalen played poorly in the playoffs last year. Like, that's the playoff is narrative setting. Like, the playoff is where you become either, if you're look at Nick Foles. Nick Foles had a pretty average career outside of what he's done in the playoffs, but because of how he performs in the playoffs, people have confidence for him.
Does it change the conversation if he plays poorly? Yes. Does it matter big picture? No.
It does matter because going into next year, then, if he plays really poorly on Sunday, you don't think next year if they go into the playoffs, it's not going to be, well, he played really poorly before. I mean, let's be honest. His track record in big games is not great. Like, it's just not.
Jeff McClain was getting at.
There you go.
At the high school game where they lost 71 to something.
Well, I didn't
something.
See the tape on that one.
I didn't either.
Right, but you lost by 50, so I'm going to go ahead and guess he didn't have an outstanding game.
I'm not telling you that Jalen Hurts playing well or Jalen Hurts not playing well. Like, I'm not telling you that publicly or even with the Eagles that it doesn't make a difference. Obviously, Jalen playing well, you want that more than not playing well. But you're talking about over a win in the playoffs? Are you insane?
I get what you're saying. Obviously, a win is huge. But you're also the one that says you don't think they can win long-term running the ball, right? So if you want to talk about the future of this team, and the season's already a success. Like, obviously, you want to win the game, and that would take this to another level. But they're kind of playing with house money at this point. Like, this is all icing on the cake. So if you can go into Tampa Bay and Jalen Hurts is, like, you know, surgical with it, like up and down the field. Numbers, we can figure out whatever they would be. But we'll know if it looks good. If they can leave that game tomorrow saying Jalen Hurts took them to the playoffs, played well in the playoff game, and almost outdueled Tom Brady, I think that's far more impactful moving forward than it would be if they won this game in a slop-filled rain fest like 20-17.
Yeah, I mean, I just care more. I care more about the results of a game, and especially in the playoffs, wins and losses, than some moral victory for Jalen Hurts.
Well, the reality is, as I said, ridiculous. Like both of them is likely, like if he has the game that me and Jack are talking about, then they probably win anyway, right? But again, I just think Jalen Hurts, it's what we talked about yesterday. This season is about Jalen Hurts' development.
No, not necessarily. I mean, Tom Brady could put up big numbers on this Eagles defense.
Right.
I mean, not necessarily.
But if I told you that he had over 300 yards passing, what would your guess be on the outcome of the game?
That they lost and they were down big.
Okay. Interesting.
Because otherwise you're not throwing the ball that much because that's not a formula to win.
Yeah.
Look at his biggest passing numbers all season when they were losing big.
Yeah, it was early on in the season, yeah.
Yeah, so yeah. I don't buy that. So all pro selections and some guys got snubbed at the Pro Bowls. Jason Kelce. First team All Pro. That's his fourth.
Deserved.
Lane Johnson, second team All Pro.
And I'm guessing that's because he missed time.
Yeah, I mean he missed three games.
Yeah.
So maybe he's first team.
I would say that's
yeah, I mean that's a significant portion. If he's injured, I mean regardless, I mean anybody out there that's going to complain about Lane Johnson, give me your top five right tackles in the league. I can't do it. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, and so, Lane had a great year. You know, so
he did. He's great. I love Lane Johnson. Darius Slay did he get one vote?
One vote. Which is, I don't normally get into like the whole snub thing. Like when everyone was mad Javon Hargrave didn't make the Pro Bowl, it's like, whatever.
Yeah, who cares?
One vote for Darius Slay is ridiculous. And I'll also say for Trayvon Diggs to get 33 votes to Darius Slay's one, Darius Slay is better than Trayvon Diggs. I understand he gets interceptions, but Trayvon Diggs also gave up, if I'm not mistaken, the most yards in the league for a cornerback. Like, he routinely gets toasted every week. Darius Slay, I actually think, didn't get as many votes because he's had some big plays, but, like, most weeks you don't even talk about him because he's just shutting down the guy that he's covering. He's been a true number one elite corner this year. So for him to get one vote, it's just...
Well, Darius Slay has the lowest passer rating in single coverage this year.
Yeah, it's insane.
As he just retweeted. After,
it's insane.
After his
So
it was Trevon Diggs, 33 votes, Jalen Ramsey, 32, J.C. Jackson of the Patriots, 25, and then you have A.J. Terrell of 8, and then Slay and Marshawn Lattimore had 1. So at least he was in the conversation of being a top 5 guy.
But I will say, getting one vote is like almost more insulting than getting none.
Yeah,
I understand, you know, one vote's better than none, but one vote is such
slap
in the face.
Not be mentioned.
Yeah.
I agree.
It's ridiculous. He should have gotten way more votes than that.
All right, we'll go to the phones in a second. Also, so Rod Lakin, our program director, is headed down to Chickies and Pete's in South Philly right now.
You can meet Rod for the first time. Welcome to Philly.
With our items for Bury the Bucks.
Yeah.
All right. So he has a bag with him. He's going to add it to the rest of the stuff again. We'll be there till 6 o'clock. WIP will. If you have something to donate to the football gods, the sacrifice.
I saw someone dropped off a Carson Wentz jersey.
Which I thought you'd see some. Sure.
Yeah, I think there'd be some of those. The Gronk jersey.
That's a good one.
Yeah. But the Gronk jersey was a Bucks jersey, which means it's only a year old.
That's a good point. That's a real
How'd they
donation.
Get that, by the way?
paid for it. I mean,
no,
it.
I know, but like, why did is that like an ex?
I don't know. Is it
boyfriend
a,
or something that they took it from?
Is
or
it a Bucks fan? I mean, I
yeah,
saw
I don't
the,
know.
One item I saw, which is it's some of these items are like old and random, which has been cool to see. An autographed Cecil Martin drawing.
Oh, Cecil the Diesel.
Yeah,
you have to give that up. That's a big loss,
yeah. Man.
You know, obviously everyone has to donate and they should, but it's got to sting to give up something you really care about and then have them lose.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, you got to, if you're
refunds.
If you're donating, you know, you got to really hope they win. But these people are doing, you know, good work for the football community.
No refunds. One more thing here. Jason Kelce now certainly goes in the Hall of Fame conversation.
I think he already is, but you're right that adding these all pros with offensive linemen, it's tough. He's not going to accumulate stats. You know, right. It's not that type of thing. So these type of awards do matter for Jason.
Is
that
he back
regard.
Next year?
I think he will be because of kind of what you just said. Like, he's in the conversation for Hall of Fame, and I think it was Ross Tucker that made this point on the Eagles pregame show, that when it comes to offensive linemen, longevity is really taken into consideration. It's how long you played. And Jason has talked about how, you know, physically he has to feel like he's there. He has two young kids. Like, I don't think he wants to prioritize his health, which he absolutely should.
Sure.
But he's had a really outstanding year. He's still playing at a high level. You know,
the team's better.
Yeah, the team's better. I think he's buying into what Sirianni is selling, like all those things. So, yeah, I think he's back.
If they're 6-11 this year, it might be a different story.
Right. Exactly. If they're 4 and whatever. So I think that's certainly part of it. But again, the all-pro thing matters because now if you're Jason, you look at your resume and you say – that it's starting to build to a pro, you know, a Hall of Fame type resume.
All right, Mike in the Lehigh Valley is dropping something off at Bury the Bucks at Chickies and Pete's. Mike, what's up, brother? How are you?
Hey, I'm great, guys. How are you?
Good.
What's going on, Mike?
Good, good.
So my son Harrison and I, who's 8 years old, we're going down to the Sixers game right now.
Nice.
And I have a Carson Wentz painting done by a local artist in the Lehigh Valley named Justin Clement, and it's a $1,500 painting. It's gorgeous, except for his face. And I can't stand looking at it when I go down to my bar, so I covered it up with a autographed Julius Irving jersey.
Nice.
And so I'm going down there now and dropping it off and saying good riddance to it.
That's dedication right there. $1,500 painting.
I can't stand looking at it.
Yeah.
It's good work by you, Mike.
I was wondering how I was going to destroy it and get rid of it. I think this is an appropriate way of doing it.
Yeah, it
is. So the timing's perfect.
Awesome. All right, man.
We
appreciate the contribution. Have fun at the game with your boy.
Absolutely, absolutely. Thanks a lot, guys.
All right, Mike. Appreciate it. There you have it.
Yeah, giving up a $1,500 anything, that's serious dedication.
This is going to a good cause.
It is. Is he the MVP now if they win? Well, Jack, I guess actually, you know, Jack's the one that did this for the football gods.
Yes. Yeah, Jack could win the MVP.
He could.
He could get a game ball when it's all said and done.
If they win.
If they win. If they lose, does that mean it's Jack's fault?
Well, if they lose, then a lot of people are going to be mad at Jack for giving stuff up.
Well, it's your fault. If they lose, it's your fault because you're scared of Tom Brady.
It's not a fault thing. It's a factual thing that being afraid of Tom Brady is just factual. He is the best quarterback to ever play the game. He is the best playoff quarterback to ever play the
game. Scored no points just a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, against the
None.
Saints. Against the Saints.
None.
The Saints have a way better defense.
But hold on. I thought this defense was great, Elliot.
No, I've never said great. If you say anything positive about Gannon, you act like people are saying great. You know, the defense is good enough.
What about points per game?
You're the one. Well, they're not as good as that after that 51 points they gave up in the last game. But you're the one that is not afraid of Tom Brady, which means you think the defense is going to stop him.
I'm more worried about the offense than Tom Brady.
Which means you must like Jonathan Gannon. Like, flat out, if you're more worried about the offense and the defense going against Tom Brady, then you must think highly of Jonathan
Gannon. I think the Eagles' defense is going to give up around 30 points.
Okay.
I think they're 27, 30 points. Like, that's my target number, and the Eagles got to outscore them.
Yeah.
That's the way I look at the game.
And I really do think the Eagles' offense has good matchups against that defense. I think they can run the
ball. I think
they
can score some points.
Yeah, and if you run the ball in the Bucs again, like, the secondary is not that good. Levante David, even if he does play, is going to be questionable going into it, so he's not going to be 100%. So, yeah, I think the Eagles will be able to move the ball.
So, I'm seeing 30-mile-an-hour winds. Jack, the one guy that called up that was angry, we were talking about the weather.
Like, yeah.
So, Ike will talk about this all the time. He doesn't care about cold. He doesn't care about rain necessarily, right? Like, snow's a little bit different. But when it's windy, that changes everything, right? Yeah. Especially in a passing league like the NFL. If there's 30-mile-an-hour winds, you can throw, like, all the stuff that we're talking about, you can throw it up in the air. It doesn't matter anymore.
Yeah, I mean, I do think Brady, again, he's not someone, to your point, he's not an Aaron Rodgers, Patrick Mahomes type arm. So at this point, he's not throwing it 40 yards down the field. Wind impacts all throws. But
he's also short passing.
If you're doing short passing, yeah. I don't know how much more it impacts it. But for the Eagles' perspective, I mean, I don't know, this also impacts, like, we talked about the coin toss. Like, if you're the Eagles, do you take the wind on your back first and try to get downfield? Like, you know, there's that read on it. They're going to have to trust their weather, you know, weather people down there at the NovaCare. So
Is that Howard, by the way? Is Howard their weather guy?
I think he is. He's the sideline. Yeah, sideline reporter slash weather guy. Yeah.
Rasheem, North Philly. What's up, bro? How are you?
Hey, what's up? How you guys doing?
All right,
what's going
man.
On, Rasheem?
What up?
Good, good, good. I think the Eagles are going to win on Sunday 30-23.
Okay.
I definitely think the Eagles are definitely going to put up points. But, you know, like, in the beginning, they have all those weapons. I could see how everybody, you know, overly matched. But, you know, not having Chris Godwin.
All right, Rasheem. Sorry, we'll try to clear you up here.
Tough.
Mike and Manionk. Mike, what up?
Gentlemen, how are we today? Happy Football Friday.
What's up, brother? How you doing, Mike?
Good. So I think, similar to what Ra was saying, I think it's going to be a real close game. I got 29-28 Eagles.
Wow.
Last second, two-point conversion, something wild that Nick's going to come out with to seal the game, 29-28.
That would be wild if they were down 27-28 and Nick went for two instead of the tie.
I think it's going to be something crazy that will put us over the edge if we're in that position.
Yeah.
With the being afraid of Brady, I think we can respect Brady because all of his accomplishments, you know, the Super Bowls, pretty much being the face and the brains behind the Patriots. I don't think we should fear anyone. Because I think that was kind of our mentality going into 2017, that, you know, we're playing Brady, but, you know, he's beatable.
Yeah.
And the underdog mentality, I think we got to bring that back as well. Because it sounded like all week, these radio shows that we're hearing, it was like, oh, you have no chance, you know, Brady, Brady, Brady. I think this is all going to set up for another hopefully shocking victory against Brady.
Yeah, look, I agree the players can't feel that way, for sure. I agree. And I do think in 2017, that's a big part of it. Like, they weren't intimidated by Tom Brady. That team did believe in themselves. And I think this team does have a little bit of those same qualities. Like, I'm not able to be in the locker room this year, so I'm not going to pretend to know them as well. I did the 2017 team. But I really do think this team has, like, a bit of that it factor from the Sirianni thing and just the way they talk. So, and Jalen Hurts, let's be honest, Jalen Hurts is not someone that's intimidated, it seems. So I think the team itself could have the right attitude going into this one.
I like it. And then the last Twitter question, I think you get Barnett, you get Foles, and I'd even add in Blount and Long kind of as ex-teammates to get them all riled up.
Just a reunion at the 50-yard line?
Exactly. Thanks for taking my call. Have a great day.
All right, Mike. You too, buddy. Thank you. Yeah, I feel like that the key to winning this game is running the football and making a couple of big plays, right? But now you have to talk about this wind, and it's not like Jalen Hurts has this strong arm that cuts through the wind as well.
Maybe he has it on his back. I mean, like, if he has the wind, you know, going with him.
Jack, do we have a meteorologist on call down in Tampa? No, probably not.
I'm just going by whatever Eskin says.
All right, we'll text him and see if he has an updated forecast. We also should check in to see what they're talking about on Tampa Bay Sports Radio today.
Think they're talking about if they're afraid of Jalen Hurts?
No, they're not.
Yeah, I wonder what their view on the game is.
Because
the Buccaneers are falling apart a little bit.
Yeah, I agree with you.
You know, like, coming into the, I guess 2 weeks ago, was, you know, who do you want to play? Who do you think the best matchup is? And I think we all kind of thought it would be Arizona. And I could see reason for that. But the Buccaneers just do feel like they're falling apart from afar.
They do. No, and would you be surprised if they win this week, then they're playing, I guess, the higher seed.
Well, they're the 2 seed, so they would be playing the low. Well,
they could be playing the Cowboys.
Yeah.
They could be playing, depending on what happens with the Rams.
Yeah, so the Eagles, if they win, they definitely go to Green Bay.
Yes.
And that's a very tough matchup for the Eagles. I think that's like a could get ugly type game.
But the Bucs could easily lose this next game depending on who it is,
definitely.
Right?
Yeah, I mean, again, if it's Dallas, you know, Dallas's history in the playoffs. If Arizona somehow wins, maybe you feel a little bit better about them because they are talented.
So Arizona would go to Green Bay unless the Eagles won, right? Because they're the lowest seed.
They're the the six. No, because San Francisco's a six seed.
Because in San Francisco could win as well.
Right. San Francisco's a tough one, too. I mean, I think Kyle Shanahan's a bit of a fraud, but, like, they do have playoff experience. Jimmy G has won in the playoffs. So
that defense is real. They can run the football.
Yeah, Debo Samuel's playing really well.
Man.
Yeah.
He sure is. 215-592-9494. It's Marks and Reese. 215-592-9494. Again, get your items. Get whatever you're going to sacrifice to the football gods and get it down to Cheekies and Pete's in South Philly before 6 o'clock to reverse the curse and bury the Bucks.
Absolutely.
And we're going to have Rondae Barber on at 5:30 because we need to officially, like, I don't want to talk about the interception anymore. I don't want to talk about the loss in the 2002 NFC Championship game again. I want to talk about it.
It's closure.
Let's bury it once and for all. We'll do that with Rondae coming up at 5:30. Mike Florio is coming up next. Pro Football Talk. What does he think of the Eagles game this weekend? What are his takes on the other super wild card weekend coaching hires? Is Doug going to be in New York with the Giants?
I think so.
You
I think
do?
That's where he ends up.
That's a great idea.
Yeah. Well, I think Doug will probably take any job at this point.
Yeah, I mean, I would too.
You don't
turn down the Giants job if it's offered to you.
No, but if I'm him, I'm going after that Jacksonville job.
No.
Well, listen, no pressure. You have a quarterback there. They have a long leash. Yeah, well, you got a way better quarterback than Daniel Jones. You got Trevor Lawrence down there. He lives in Florida now. It's a nicer place to live, right? So I definitely think if I'm Doug, why would you want to go up to that circus up in the
Giants?
They have a short lease. They've shown that already. So
It's a decent point, and it's not like they're not dysfunctional up there as an organization.
Exactly.
They're in Jacksonville, but the Giants are probably maybe even worse.
They're worse than the Jaguars are right now. Like the Colts beat the Giants in that final game. They obviously didn't beat the Jaguars.
Yeah, I agree. No, I agree. You're right. No, Jacksonville was still playing hard at the end of season.
They have the quarterback.
And the Giants were just laying down and quarterback snagging.
Yeah.
215-592-9494. Florio next, then back to your phone calls. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.